Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Have you ever had someone tell you that you have an attitude? Well, we all have those. I've often heard it said that our attitude in life directly impacts our altitude. I've noticed in traveling, often when we're flying, we encounter storms. Not once have I heard the captain say, "We're just going to fly right through the middle of it." Instead, they adjust our altitude, so we fly above them. See, our attitude has a lot to do with our outcome. Unfortunately, in life, we're going to inevitably encounter things that we're not going to like. Things are going to happen that we're going to wish didn't happen. The question is, how will we respond to those things? I can't change the bad things that are going to happen, but I have complete control over how I respond to them. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that's our attitude. I'm convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. So it is with you. I once heard Larry Wingate say this. He said, "Sometimes jerks come into my day. They're only in it for a short time, but I refuse to allow them to have control over my life." I agree. I don't want to allow a moment from my day have control over my entire day, but that's all completely up to my attitude. This is Dr. Troy McCrory, pastor at Faith Chapel in Cold Camp, encouraging you not to sweat the small stuff. Don't let one bad moment define you. You may not be able to control those moments, but you have complete control over your attitude and how you respond to those moments. So what's your attitude like today?